May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. On the day we practice our piety by putting dirt on our face, I always think it's a little ironic that our gospel begins with a warning against it. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. This is the beginning of Lent. This is the beginning of the Lenten season, a time for self-examination, a time where we consider where our relationship is with God. And today I'd like to just zoom out for a bit to think not just of Lent, but just of the liturgical calendar as a whole. What is the season of Lent for? What is the reason for fasting and self-examination? The book of Ecclesiastes has a passage that says, "To everything there is a season, a time to live, a time to die, a time to build, a time to tear down, a time to plant, a time to uproot." And similarly, when we think about the liturgical calendar, it has seasons too, seasons of fasting and seasons of feasting. We are used to the feasts, Christmas, Easter, various feasts we celebrate throughout the year. Maybe you can think of also your birthdays, the anniversaries that you celebrate with your families. The liturgical calendar makes room for this feasting, these times of joy, as well as times of sorrow, times of self-examination. These fasts are a part of our ritual, a part of our cycle of life, because they represent our lived experience. Times of joy and times of sorrow, times of fasting, times of feasting. These are all part of what we live through as human beings out in the world. Now, inherent in this way of looking at the world, inherent in this cyclical, liturgical way of seeing ourselves in relationship to the world around us, is the admission that we are never too old to use some self-examination. We are never too old to make use of self-examination. Our culture is maybe shaped around this idea of progress, of being able to grow out of certain things. I don't want to say that's a bad thing. I love progress just as much as anybody. I like thinking of ways that we improve and get better. But inherent in the cyclical way of thinking about ourselves is an admission that we are always in need of grace and redemption, right? We live in a world that is always trying to figure out how to fix ourselves out of problems. And the liturgical way of seeing things brings us back around to the same stories, to the same self-examination, because we are never too old to make use of grace and redemption. Every Good Friday, we stand at the foot of the cross, listen to the story about Jesus' crucifixion, and we remember that we too could have been in that mob that crucified Jesus. Every year we come to Good Friday, and every year we remember that we too could be a part of that mob. And every Easter, right after Good Friday, every Easter, we come to the realization that even if that is the case, God loves you anyhow. This is a part of the liturgical way of seeing ourselves. We come back around to the same stories, and we learn that we are always in need of grace and redemption. Now, let me focus in on Ash Wednesday, now that we've seen the whole liturgical calendar for a bit. Ash Wednesday is this day where we remember our human mortality and frailty and fallibility. We come to face it, to face the fact that we have sinned, that we are not always living up to the kind of marks that we wish we would get if we were right with God and right with our neighbor. This is a time we take to remember that not everything is all right. And I think that is a good thing. I think it's good for us to remember that we are not God, that we are limited, that with that comes the humility and the ability to admit that we might be wrong. That's a part of being human. That's a part of our lived experience as people of God and people in community with one another. That is the beauty of what Ash Wednesday has to offer us. I do want to make a small distinction, though, as we think about self-examination, as we think about what it means to look at our sins and take account of the things we have done wrong, the things done or the things left undone. And this is maybe a fine distinction, but I think it's useful for us when we think of our sins. It's the difference between shame and guilt. Shame is about us, has to do with our identity, who we are. Shame we feel about being who we are. Guilt has to do with our behavior, things we do, actions we take. Do you see the difference there? Shame is about who we are. Guilt is about our behavior. Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent and the Christian life as a whole is about being able to look at our guilt, the things we have done and left undone, the ways we have hurt ourselves and others, and being able to look at those and admit that we were wrong, confess and repent, while at the same time we trust in the God who is never ashamed of any one of us. Let us look at our guilt boldly. Let us confess our sins, repent, and return. And let us trust in the God who has made each of us in God's image, the God who is always, always calling us to be who we are in front of God and in front of one another. Let us observe a holy Lent, my friends.